this is taught at the call of incarnational priesthood, which might seem an odd title. By that title I mean a way of doing priesthood, a way of living and being and relating as a priest, meaning being incarnate, being in the midst of people's lives. And you might say, well, isn't that something kind of priests do all the time? So I think about 6 points here. So first point, this isn't complicated, is it my first point? It's just being with people, just turning up. So maybe you may have heard the famous line from Woody Allen, who said, 80% of success in life is just turning up. And you may have heard a parallel or similar saying that 90% of parenting is just being there. Similar to the priesthood. 90% of that whole relational, that being a father, is just being there. And you think of your own parenting, my generation is often complained weren't very good parents to your generation because we took that quality time with children, because we were busy away at work or not being present, and tried to make up for it by having quality time. Quality time doesn't really work. It's just the being with your child in the normal everyday things. That's where the relationship really is. It's kind of the same in priesthood. Being with the people. So my first point, this isn't complicated. Just being with them. My second point, the parishioners always value it when the priest is there. You'll hear people say things like, that event is always important when the father is there. That people gauge the importance of something by the fact the priest was there. Or you'll hear people say, worse than the effects of, that I must be important because father came to visit me. That I was in hospital and I realized this was important. sin. It can be a very precious moment for people. They realize God cares about them because they realize you care about them. God to be there. To struggle for that, even if it's not going to be as easy as we would slaughter marriage. Okay, getting a bit more specific now. My fourth point is you need to be intentional about this. So not just working with the people, but actually strategize being with the people. So for myself, I would think strategically where I would hang out. So if you think after Sunday Mass, where is the place that you're actually going to physically interact best with people? Often it's the porch, the entryway, the hall where they're doing it to serve. They're going to be places where it's going to be more effective for me to interact with people. Think, where are those places? Don't just let that mistake in your drift. I want to interact with people. I want to relate to people. Where am I going to be able to do that? In terms of events, so your parish, presumably, is going to have a huge number of different events. You cannot go to all of them. You can't be incarnation at all of them. Be strategic in thinking which, from a relational, incarnational perspective, which ones are going to have the most impact. With that, as a pastor, I can realize at a certain stage, if I want everyone to realize this event is important, I have to go there. Even if it's on a Saturday afternoon and it's between things that I'm already busy with getting stuff ready for the weekend, if I'm saying this is important, I've got to be there. And even when I'm making announcements at the end of Mass, I want people to realize this thing that's happening is important. To tell the people, I'm going to be there, is a way of telling them, I think this is important, and I think you should think it's important too. So in general, attend meetings, attend socials, visit homes where people are, but be strategic with them. The last aspect of being strategic is thinking which, so I said where to meet people, which events to meet people, but who are you going to focus on? So focus talks a lot about investing in people. In the same way, we talk about investing in you. Who are the people in your parish that, if they're going to be the influencers of others, if they're going to radiate out that incarnational presence of the world, who do you need to invest in where there's going to be kind of a payback for that, for the mission of your parish? So investing in key people means, among other things, identifying your congregation, who are the potential future leaders. Then thinking, well, these individuals, given their lifestyles and whatever else, how can I reach them to form them? And with that, to model for them the whole thing about being with people and investing in people, relationships as a way of making the world present to them. My fifth point, a bit of this theological focus for why this thing about being with people makes sense. And so I want to draw on focus with Curtis Martin, Pope Francis, and might say just common sense. So those of you who have been very active in focus in the past, they talk about incarnational evangelization, incarnational formation, that who do you best communicate with if you're going to communicate the word to someone? It's the people you're with, it's the people who know you. Those are the ones you best communicate with. So do that strategically. Who are the people you best form? It's the people you live among, the people you interact with in your life. So So Pope Francis, his first encyclical, Evangelii Gaudium, he started his entire pontificate talking about evangelization. And the methodology he articulated in here, that he's said many other times since, is this word accompaniment. That you have to be with accompanying them. Wherever they're heading, you're going to lead them to the goal, and you have to accompany them to get there, not just kind of send them out the road. So to quote a passage from Evangelii Gaudium, he says, "An evangelizing community gets involved by word and deed in people's daily lives. It bridges distances. It is willing to abase itself if necessary, and it embraces human life, touching the suffering flesh of Christ in others. Evangelizers thus take on the smell of the sheep, and the sheep are willing to hear their voice." We think for ourselves, who do we listen to? We listen more to someone who cares about us. We listen more to someone who spends time with us. We listen more to someone who we feel understands us. You as priests need to make that true of how you are with and accompanying people. And then Francis, although he makes that kind of methodology of accompaniment about the evangelization in general for the laity as well, but they must accompany those that are going to the world. He says in particular of priests, that shepherds need to smell the sheep. Be shepherds with the smell of the sheep. So Curtis Martin, in his book, Making Mission Disciples, where he kind of puts in text what has been his methodology for years. The subtitle of his book is "The Method Modeled by the Master." The Master being Jesus Christ. What was the method Jesus Christ used? And he notes how Jesus shared his life with his disciples, lived with them. He, to quote him, says, "There is an awe-inspiring commitment to personal relationships." So here's God taking flesh on earth. Does he rush around and equally give time to everybody who's lucky? That's an incredible commitment to a very small number of people. That there were 12 apostles that he called in particular and invested in them. And even among them, Peter, James, and John, that number even smaller, investing in a very small number of people. If we think of a phrase, say there's that moment when his apostles ask him, "Lord, teach us to pray." That they had seen him pray, they'd been living with him, seeing him pray. If our people are with us in a similar way, then our prayer isn't the questions they will naturally ask of us. St. Paul, in a similar vein, he says, "We were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our own very selves, because you have become so very dear to us." But that was to be willing to share ourselves, to be with our people. So Curtis Martin says, "Those things in life that are the most natural are learned by modeling, not by mere instruction." So he notes that a child learns to work by seeing his parents work. Our people are going to learn how to relate to the world if they're seeing us relate to the world, if we're close enough to them for them to see that. Because this man says, he didn't invent the phrase, but that he likes to use the phrase, that so many of these things are more caught than taught. So yes, we do teach them, we do preach about them, but these things are more caught than taught, and we're going to meet the people for that to be the case. So, among the terms Focus has used over the years is the phrase spiritual multiplication. to the notion you invest in 12, and those 12 invest in 12 and become 144, and those 144 invest, and you multiply rapidly. But you have to invest enough in those first people that they're going to be strong enough to be able to invest in others. If you just weakly disperse everything and everybody, you're not going to have that effect. And this is the method that the world needs in having just as strong as you invest so much time. As a consequence, Chris Martin notes, saints come in clusters. So when we read the history of the church, we read frequently again and again and again, saints are in clusters. That there's this saint and that saint and the other saint, and they all work together. They build each other up. Saints come in clusters. And then the very last point to you is just to observe that this is the structure of what seminary life is built on. So seminary life, the investment that goes into seminary as a future priest, is a decision by the church to invest a huge amount in a small number of people. That the priests are assigned to live with you in that place. That they are to share meals with you in that place. That attend events with you, talk with you. That the structure of seminary life is an example of this incarnational approach that is present. So, summarizing everything I said. Why do people call you Father? It's because they have a relationship with you, and that has developed over time. You can't be a father by sending emails, speaking from a room, or sitting in office. The pastor is relational, that's why they're coming for. I said this isn't complicated, you just have to be with the people. The people value when the priest comes, and people feel valued when the priest comes to them. So we need to strategize and prioritize, to be intentional about where you're going to plan to meet people, which events you're going to strategically think these are the places to have that incarnational impact, and who you're going to do that with. So invest in people. Invest your time, your effort, your intercession as a pastor, your money, your personal money, but also the parish money. Who are you going to invest it in? Identify them, form them, mother for them. And that spiritual multiplication, the mother shall know the master, God will tell you to pray for the next. So, be with the people.